Bullshit.
It's the No Bullshit Marketing Show. I'm Dave Mastovich, CEO and founder of Mass Solutions, the world's only no bullshit marketing consultants. Had a client say to me recently, my employees, they started talking about us and them. And I realized that they think I'm the them. I'm not the them. He went on to say how when changes were made, people would get frustrated or get nervous, anxiety, and they were saying these things about how it was an us and them mentality. Another client came to me with a problem and said, our team, our employees, are starting to use the phrase, we're putting profits over our customers and our people. This misperception that they're putting profits over the customers and their people. A third example was a person lamenting how team members don't follow the processes that have been put into place and been trained on. They don't follow those processes, and they just deviate enough that there's not as much of the systematic way of getting things done, and there's a slight difference in the quality output based on who was working on that and what different moves they made beyond the processes or which processes they avoided. These are examples of why business to employee marketing, B2E marketing, is essential to success today and tomorrow. Because B2E marketing means you're intentional about treating employees, current and prospective employees, the same way you treat current and prospective customers from a marketing standpoint, from a storytelling standpoint. B2E marketing is about your cultural messaging. It's about explaining the why behind each new initiative. It's about knowing that current and prospective employees aren't going to pick things up unless you build the story by, for, and about them and tell them the story again and again through multiple channels, because each employee consumes content differently. B2E, business to employee marketing, and the storytelling that comes from that marketing strategy, that plan, those activation and implementation tactics, B2E marketing and the storytelling that comes from it, impact recruiting, retention, and results. The three R's of business to employee storytelling. So how can you, as a leader of an organization or a leader of a team or departments or a business unit, how can you as a storyteller, how can you as a marketer make this work for you? I'm going to give you the six steps to leveraging business to employee marketing. The first I touched on briefly. Be intentional about being committed to thinking differently and developing a B2E marketing program, a B2E marketing plan. Be intentional about looking at your employees, current and prospective employees, differently than you do now. Look at them as a target market, the way you look at each of your customer or client target markets. That's the first of the six steps, is be intentional and committed to developing a business-to-employee marketing program. The second is to systematically gather insights about current and prospective employees, about your employee base, but also about your industry. How do you do that? Well, the systematically gathering insights means interviewing a sample of employees, asking the same questions, listening and tracking. It involves segmenting your employees so that you can have them segmented by variables like psychographic variables, their beliefs, geographic variables. It might mean something about where they're from, demographic variables, and their departments, so some firmographic variables, what they do at the company. Segmentation. So when you're systematically gathering insights, you're doing interviews and asking open-ended questions and tracking it. You are looking at the target market of employees through segmentation and that lens that drills down so that you can have a different story, slightly tweaked for each audience, told through a different channel. Your systematically gathering insights also takes a look at the storytelling opportunity inventory. And this is where the story can be told and when the story can be told. So you're building channels for existing employee storytelling and prospective employee storytelling. You want to be able to make the story be built by, for, and about them and told in the channels where they consume content in a way that will be memorable to them. Then the third way, the third step to leverage business-to-employee marketing and to create the BTE storytelling is to create your big idea, your why or reason for being, and your customer's why or reason for buying for that storytelling initiative. And since it's business to employee, your why or reason for being on that project is different for each initiative. Have that why, but then their why as an employee is what's in it for me? How does it impact my work? Am I going to have to do more than I currently do now? Am I going to miss time with my friends and family? Is this going to make it harder? Am I going to have to interact with other people? Why is this being done? So you have to explain your why and their why. What's in it for them? How is it going to make their life better? Oh, it's going to hone your personal and professional skills. It's going to put you in front of the client more. It's going to give you an opportunity to hit more incentives. It's going to give you an opportunity to focus on your unique ability. These types of things are your why and your customer's why to create that big idea for each storytelling initiative under your business to employee marketing program. That is enough for you to then build the BTE marketing plan. This plan will have recommendations, solutions, ideas, strategies. This plan will map out your next 100 days, but it will also have goals and objectives for the end of year one and maybe even into year two. The plan will talk about your storytelling opportunity inventory of where you're going to tell the stories. And the plan will map out how it's going to be done, who the accountable parties are, what the specific goals and objectives are. Then you want to implement, activate, work the plan. That's step five, implement, activate, work the plan. And step six is test, track, and tweak so that you can tweak your anecdotes and analogies that fall under your big idea to make the point of your big idea for that particular project or initiative. Test, track, and tweak. So if you think about it and you can relate to that friend of mine who said, there's an us and them mentality, and that means I'm the them. It's not true. I'm not the them. Come on, man. Well, that's because he wasn't using BTE storytelling and a BTE marketing plan to continually tell the why behind each initiative, your why or reason for doing the initiative, and your employees' why or reason why the initiative can help them, not just create more work. Or if you remember that client who talked about how employees were complaining that the company was putting profits over customers and profits over team members. That's, again, tied to BTE marketing and storytelling. Because many, many companies aren't putting profits over the customer and employees. Some are, but many aren't. So you want to explain that story better and tell it again and again and again where each employee is consuming content. The third person talked about how employees weren't following the processes despite training and onboarding. Well, again, part of B2E marketing and the storytelling that goes with that B2E marketing is that it not only impacts recruiting in a positive way and retention in a positive way, it impacts results or productivity of your team in a positive way. It can help people to understand the why of the process. So you have to build your cultural messaging, which has your MVP, your mission, values, and purpose stories told through anecdotes and analogies. And you tie how all the processes are in place because they roll back up under that MVP. They roll back up under the core values. You have to be able to convey that, because telling that story again and again and again through different channels about why each employee is so important and why the processes make the company different and provide unique ability and differentiation aspects, that's all part of business-to-employee marketing and B2E storytelling. So in each of these three examples that I give you, all three that have happened in the last week, you now know how all three of those examples, which are slightly different for your case, but most of your challenges in this realm are tied to those three types of issues that I said, you now know that you can be intentional and committed to business-to-employee marketing and follow these six steps I gave you of how to leverage business-to-employee marketing. Be intentional, systematically gather insights, craft your BTE big idea, develop the BTE marketing plan, implement, activate, work the plan. Number six, test, track, and tweak. Commit to doing it, and you'll be on your way to improving recruiting, retention, and results of your team. Thanks for listening to another episode of the No Bullshit Marketing Show, recorded here in Mass Solutions Studio in bold, beautiful downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Remember, ask yourself, what's the big idea? And build your story around the answer. It's all about bold solutions, no BS.